Back into the new year of the KMC Sports Zone. John Swisher along with you. Brian Wheatley is the head coach of the Northland Lynx. His team with a 1-7 record, 1-3 in the Tri-Rivers Conference. As the Lynx, since we last talked, a couple of games since the break here, as coming out with Dunkerton falling to the Raiders 60-25 at home last Saturday, and then Maoka Valley back into TRC play last night at Delhi, 58-35. Wildcats got the win. We go back to the break, coach, and how'd it go? Did you get everything you wanted to get accomplished and getting ready for the second half of the year here?
Yeah, you know, this year we handled break a little bit differently, I guess, than we did in the past. We only had 6 games in before break, so we still have 15 games to play coming into the second half of the season. So we elected not to scrimmage anyone this year and just really work on ourselves and really focus on skill development. You know, we didn't spend a ton of time on installing new offenses or anything like that. Like, we're just really trying to hone in on our fundamentals. This year, I felt like we kind of worked backwards a little bit from the beginning of the year with the brand new team we had. We really started with, you know, a lot of our 5-on-5 stuff and putting in things that you need to function in a game, right? And maybe missed out on some of that skill development stuff that our kids are needing right now. So we really focused on that over break. We had a few optional workouts on the days that we didn't have practice, and kids that could come showed up, and they did a great job like that as well. So, but overall, I thought it was good, you know. And then obviously we had a tough start coming out of break, which we knew that with two really good teams our first two games there.
Fantastic. As you get ready for more games coming up this week, you take a look back at Dunkerton and Maoka Valley. Came out, you never know about those Saturday games, especially out of the break, trying to get back with it. And Dunkerton, a solid team, ranked number 10 and 1A at number 7. So you knew you'd have to play well, and unfortunately it didn't happen on Saturday afternoon at your place out of the break.
No, it really didn't. You know, you know, obviously Dunkerton's a really good team, and a lot of our struggles had to do with the things they were doing. But, you know, we just had way too many turnovers. We really had some lapses, I thought, kind of in our mental game, you know, with how we wanted to line up, you know, like to break a press, for example, how we wanted to guard certain players of theirs. Just not a good game, to be honest with you, in a lot of respects. And you just can't do that, especially against a really good team like Dunkerton. You know, they're going to make you pay for it, and they certainly did that on Saturday. So, yeah, it was a rough one, you know, and I thought we had a lot of things afterwards that we talked about just right after the game Saturday, and then coming back into practice on Monday, you know, we knew it wasn't getting easier going to Delhi, right? But we had no choice, you know. We had to kind of pick ourselves back up and be ready to go take on another really, really good team. And you know, I know the score didn't come out in our favor last night at Maoka Valley, but I thought if you really dive into the game and from our perspective, some of the little things that maybe we did not do well Saturday, we did a lot better job last night. And I think we took a step forward, you know, for our group. And just hopefully we can keep carrying that on here the rest of the week and throughout the rest of the year.
Definitely showed some signs of playing with the Wildcats last night, and we talked about it on the air, Roger Wright and I, of you know that the girls can do it. It just slow down at times and maybe think about an extra pass or bounce pass and just those little things. But when you're playing a good team like Maoka Valley and they're up in your face and they're rushing you, it's different in that guard. So just the learning of varsity basketball, of how fast it is and how you can slow it down in your own pace.
Yeah, for sure. And that kind of goes back to what I said at the beginning here, you know, with some of our skill development stuff. And, you know, you can do all the stuff you want, but it's got to become a habit, and it's got to become a habit going at a varsity game speed. You know, a lot of the kids we have this year, this is their first year playing varsity basketball, or first year playing a very significant role on a varsity basketball team. So it takes some time. And, And, you know, we've kind of mentioned this the past couple weeks when we've talked Swish. This, our schedule has not done us any favors. No. You know, these kids have got thrown into the fire, and that's just the way it is, right? And they're learning. You know, I told them last night, you know, I was really proud of the way they came and competed against, you know, I think one of the best teams in our area with Maquoketa Valley. I just really think this could pay off for us, you know, come tournament time. You know, we get into the 1A brackets. We're going to be battle-tested as well as anybody, and hopefully that'll serve us well.
Exactly. I mentioned that last night as well on the air of down the run, and then especially next year, this will only help of being experienced and playing these teams for these younger kids who are now getting some varsity battles under their belt. Two more games for you this week, both on the road, a neutral site, McLeod Center on a Thursday night, an early 5:30 game as you play Clarksville, and this is a great experience for these ladies of yours to play. Talking about experience and getting to do something different, getting to play at a college atmosphere, home of the UNI Panthers on Thursday. This came about with you and Coach Monk needing an extra game and getting some other teams involved, and a great experience for these girls.
Yeah, we're kind of looking forward to it, you know, and I don't like to do this very often, but I got to give Coach Monk some credit for this one, right? So, he kind of had some connections there and helped lined up the gym, and we were both kind of in the same boat looking for some extra games, you know, with a couple teams in our league not fielding teams this year. So, fortunate for both of us, we kind of found a couple opponents up that direction and kind of meet in the middle there and play at a nice neutral site. And it should be a really, really good experience. And on top of that, you know, we got a Clarksville team. I think they're coming in at 8-2 right now. So we'll have to be ready to go. And we're excited for the opportunity to go out and keep improving.
And then Midland on the road in Wyoming on Friday will wrap up your week before you get ready next week for three games coming up on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Coach, good luck in those games the rest of this week. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for your time as always.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Swish.
Brian Wheatley, head coach of the Northland Lynx here on the program as we continue on more of the KMCH Sports Zone right after this for Mix 94.7.